Every year, the NSH Symposium Convention features a wide array of science and research, including impressive poster programs. The poster floor is a petri dish of new ideas, collaborations, and exchange of great information. I'm Linda McDonald, an NSH member, a science lover, and the NSH poster chair. During the 42nd annual NSH Symposium Conference, we were fortunate enough to sit down with many of our poster presenters to talk more about their work and the passion behind it. I am thrilled to bring you this series of podcasts and hope you will enjoy these and be inspired to submit your very own poster.
Hi, this is David Kroll. I'm sitting here with Lindsay, and I wanted to talk to her about her poster that she presented this year at our NSH meeting. So welcome, Lindsay. It's a pleasure to speak with you. Is this your first time being at the NSH Symposium?
Yes, it is my first time to be in the NSH convention and also presenting the poster.
So oh,
I'm
wonderful.
Very glad to be here and still nervous to be in this spot now.
Oh, well, thank you for sitting down and talking with us. I know that the membership is going to be really interested to hear about your poster and learn about your research. Can you tell me a little bit about your poster?
So the poster title is about multiplexing done by automated system. So I was using Leica band system to do all the different kind of combination on the same tissue. So it's more like IHC followed by ISH and also do the multiplexing IF using by automated system.
Oh, wonderful. So what are some of the challenges that you face when trying to develop that type of assay?
I've been talking with lots of people who actually using automated system. They always thinking that there is some limitation that you can create it to the protocol. But actually, to me, it was kind of scary to play with the machine. But I think the most important part is you got to make sure you're controlling the machine. So
okay. You
have to be, say, on top of the machine and think that there is no actual limitation. So you can create whatever you want to do with your machine as you did with your manual staining. So
when you were developing these methods, do you have to do the single stains first manually?
Yeah, that's true. So I try to do the single staining and making sure all the either antibody or probe is working properly.
Okay.
And once you find the optimized condition, you can go for multiplexing staining. So, and also you don't want to do just single staining itself, but when you do the dual staining, you try to do flip it around, which means first antibody for the second step and second antibody for the first step, so
right.
Making sure this is working properly in the same condition.
Okay, so I'm sure by doing that you can determine which one works best, which you get the best visualization. Excellent. So did you do any work with fluorescence during this time as well?
Yes, I do. I was actually able to make it happen for single fluorescent staining, also dual. And also I've done lots of multiplex fish staining. So RNA levels of multiplex fluorescent staining and also the multiplex IHC staining too, using by fluorophore.
Okay. What are you using these type of applications for? Is it for research or for clinical diagnostics?
Our lab considered to be research lab, but we are actually a pharmaceutical company. So sometimes I use this kind of tool to validate our in-house antibody. And also I'm helping other people to, when they generate transgenic mouse line, to making sure the which promoter can work for the which type of cell.
Yeah.
So it's kind of combination of both.
And I really appreciate that where you're coming from, because I work for GlaxoSmithKline.
Okay.
And we do a lot of IBD research.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that your company has worked with some products as well for IBD.
Yes.
I think vedolizumab, may be one of them, the integrin beta 7. And so being able to look at multiple markers in one sample is very important for clinic,
yeah,
for clinical testing.
And, yeah. And also, especially when you deal with tissue, like valuable tissue, like human sample, it's not so easy to get lots of human sample over and over. So you don't get to have like unlimited number of samples. So it's always good to have multiplexing technique to get lots of target in the same sample. It's
That's
always
right.
good to have, you know, co-localization and save the sample, and
yep.
you can get maximized data out of one sample.
So are you doing quantitation as well, using image analysis?
I do, not that many times. So I had one time need to measure how inflammation is occur in the mouse colon
okay.
tissue. So at the time I was actually staining H&E and visualize how much mucosa grow or like how much inflammation out of the colon tissues, but not that many times.
Okay, excellent. Now I want to talk to you a little bit about putting the poster together and how it was to submit the poster to the NSH. Did you feel that the process went well? What did you think about the whole experience?
As I mentioned already, it's my actual first convention and yep. first poster in my whole life. So it was quite challenging at the beginning.
Okay.
But I think the guideline from NSH is really helpful. So they give detailed guideline and they also okay. provide you a template. So how you can fill it up and you can, quite challenging but not so much too hard. So, you know, as a first timer, it's definitely doable.
Okay.
I'll say
hard, excellent.
But still, yeah, it was fun experience.
Oh, great. So what helped to make the submission successful? Did you have some specific help from somebody in the NSH office that you reached out to, or was it colleagues within your own company that really were supportive?
I have manager and also co-workers, so they help me out, go through the poster, and they always give me great feedbacks, because since as a first timer I tend to put too much context into
right.
the one poster. I think that's a basic thing. All the beginner can make the mistake, but they always mention that you gotta simplify it and try to put as much as, you know, not like less detail, so
right.
that if people have some question, they can always ask for you or they can contact you to explain stuff, not try to go too crazy about like yeah. in one poster. So
yeah, that's excellent advice, really good advice, because I find that as well, that sometimes people put too much information and there's a lot of words.
Yes, yes.
And oftentimes people are trying to look at multiple posters and
yeah,
they don't have
sure.
time to read everything
yeah,
yeah. on a poster.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just really would like to get a few takeaways from it. So from your poster, when somebody comes to it, what is the main takeaway that you want them to receive from viewing your work?
So my poster has subtitles as remember the rules, forget about limitation. So I
great.
Think that's my major message that I want to give to the audience. To making sure just by using automated machine, it's not gonna make it happen by itself. So you gotta be knowledgeable about all the background. So you need to know what you're gonna do with the machine. Machine can be your hand and foot, but it cannot be your brain. So you
That's
have to
right.
know every background theory or what's behind the scene. But then you don't never get scared about using machine because you're the boss of the machine.
That's
so
right.
you can teach them whatever you want to do. So that's the major message that I want to give to other
yeah,
people.
Yeah, again, that's some really great advice. I find that some people that have been involved in histology for many years are kind of concerned about automation. They
yes.
feel like it's going to replace histologists mm-hmm. in the field. Everyone's going to be replaced by robots,
yeah,
and that's not the case at
yeah,
all.
I think that's not like 100% not true.
Yeah.
You know, human has to be there to control the
that's
machine,
right.
so that's not like absolutely not true.
And it frees us as researchers to be involved in other activities, so we can let the robot do what it can do, and then we are free to do other research
yeah,
and understand
that's, yeah, that's my
more
case.
The background.
Yeah, you have some time to study about it, what you're looking for or what you're targeting for. So
yeah.
you have extra time during machine work for you. So I think that's
right.
great.
So would you present a poster in the future at NSH?
If I have other cool things to present
okay.
or share with other people,
yep.
it was great experience. I definitely see what I can improve from now on.
Okay.
Try to minimize more text and put more better quality of picture. And it's really fun experience for me by now, so I'm really enjoying it. So I'm definitely, if I have anything to share with other people, I'm more than welcome to share with other people.
Excellent. Had you considered doing other things with the NSH, like workshops? Maybe you'd want to do something like that in the future?
If I'm experienced enough, definitely I'll go back to workshop. But I'm attending a few workshops and it was really good. I learned a lot already last 1 day, 2 days, couple days.
Yep.
So yeah, definitely.
I realize it's still early.
Yeah, I kind of want to involve more about this organization and things about. Yeah, it's great to have other people next to you who does the same thing and more experienced person, so you can learn from them. And if you're kind of lost your way, you can get some direction from them. So I think it's a great chance to be here around here always.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for talking with us. I really appreciate your time today, and I appreciate your poster and what you're showing to the membership. So thank you so much, Lindsay.
Thank
you. Hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the 2016 NSH Poster Presenter Series. We hope you enjoyed this interview and will share it with others. Visit www.histoconvention.org to learn how you can present at 43rd NSH Symposium and Convention.